to with Robin Lauder, East Coast FM.
Our how-to with Robin Lauder this morning is how to overcome quarantine brain, which is a thing. If you've been feeling forgetful, fuzzy or clumsy, then you've most likely got quarantine brain. 2 months of limited social interaction and spending a lot of time in one place is starting to take its toll on our minds. With the hashtag quarantine brain doing the rounds on social media, here are some top tips to overcome that. Silly mistakes. Don't worry if you keep making them. Your brain is probably overwhelmed with having to be a cook, a cleaner, a teacher, an accountant, all of that at once. Organisation is key if you're to prevent yourself from falling into this trap during lockdown. Just set your morning alarm 15 minutes earlier and write the list for the day. Forgetfulness. You're usually so organised, but the last few weeks have seen you getting to the top of the stairs only to realise you've no idea why you climbed up there in the first place. Try and make a point of distinguishing between the weekdays. Maybe you always do something on a Monday, you do something else on a Tuesday. Try escaping with a puzzle, doing a crossword, or colouring in just to give your head some space. Clumsiness is a side effect of anxiety, which means this long period of lockdown is starting to cause you more worry than you might realise. So try, slow down, pay more attention to the present rather than always thinking ahead. Losing things is on the list too. Staying inside the same place for long periods of time interrupts our usual habits and routines and makes our usually sharp memory out of sync. So try and use colour. For example, use a bright blue hook to hang your keys on by the door, then a red drawer handle for the place you keep all your home documents. Poor concentration. You're having to read everything twice for it to make sense and can't get through more than one episode of that Netflix box set without losing interest. So with that in mind, regular breaks are very important if you're working from home, whether it's making a cup of tea and having a chat with your partner, going for a walk, or even watching an episode of a show on TV. In the evening, though, switch off your screens and do something physical. And irritability. Your temper is fraying and you're finding every little thing your partner does annoying, even if they're sitting perfectly still. Just try and be sure to get some me time. Make sure you structure in alone time for yourself every day. It can be a walk outside, it can be a bath, or even just reading in a room by yourself. And that's how to get rid of quarantine brain.
How to with Robin Lauder, East Coast FM.